say hello to Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over-the-top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
Let's hear it for him.
By the way,
thank you.
This is wonderful tea.
Thank you, young men. Thank you. All right, so since 2004 at the Super Bowl, we have had in order play the halftime show, Janet Jackson, Paul McCartney, the Rolling Stones, Prince, Tim Petty,
Tom,
Bruce Springsteen, The Who, the Black Eyed Peas,
Who,
and now this. Are you aware?
I am not.
You're not aware.
I'm not either.
Well, we always have good guesses when it comes to this. Now, do they reach back into the old bag of dinosaur rock? Or do they stay with the young, hip, black-eyed peas theme? Do they go country? Do they pull out an American rock band? What do they do here, Mike? What are we thinking?
I think they go country.
The Super Bowl will be played in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm. That's the heartland of America.
Yes, it is. Danny, any guesses?
I would have said urban, like maybe Kanye or somebody, but I think it's just too hot to handle for... Well, let me finish my sentence. Dude, I think that's too hot to handle for a halftime show at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I tried that once. Look how it worked out for them.
I think they're going to go dinosaur. And I think it's going to be mountain.
The thing is, are there any dinosaur bands left that they haven't used that are worthy of playing the Super Bowl?
I think you just about get down to the next tier.
I mean, you could do it. Or will they do somebody that, like Journey?
No. No.
I think if they're going to go old, they're going to go really old. And there
like
aren't...
Eartha Kitt?
Well, no, like what they've done before. But there aren't...
They're out.
Yeah, they've run through all those. So, are they going to start recycling, maybe?
This
get the Rolling Stones back in there again?
This is not a recycling, and I will say that this act... let's see, 50s.
They're in their 50s?
Yes.
Or they're from the 50s.
Yeah, they're from the 50s. Jerry Lee Lewis is playing. Nope, in their 50s.
They're in their 50s.
Aerosmith's already done it. In their 60s anyway. So you're looking at maybe a late 70s, early 80s band, Mike.
Let me just go ahead and add this caveat that it is not a band.
It's a guy. A guy in his 50s.
God.
Peter Frampton.
No, and he's in his 60s.
Oh.
Let me just say that it's not a guy.
It's a girl.
That should really help things out.
Linda Ronstadt.
Use your brain.
I'm trying to use my Motorhead here.
Well, use it. This is going to make you very happy.
It is?
Yes.
So this is somebody I actually dig?
Yes.
Lucinda Williams?
No.
Madonna?
Yes. They have plucked Madonna to do the Super Bowl.
She's never done it.
No.
Well, good for her.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that cool? I actually think that this will work.
Cool.
I don't like Madonna that much, but I'd rather see her than the Black Eyed Peas. Or the Who.
Yeah. This is good.
And she supposedly has a new record coming out at the beginning of next year. What a better way to celebrate the release of a new record than to play the Super Bowl. I can already name her songs.
All right, what are they?
Ray of Light.
Ray of Light. Ray of Light.
Ray of Light. Ray of Light.
Is that it?
No, that's not it. She does Ray of Light and two others.
Wow. Way to nail it down.
Did I nail it or what?
No, you didn't.
I don't know. Something. One from the 80s, Ray of Light, and then some new song, and then...
But she'll do Vogue.
Oh, yeah, that stupid-ass song. That song's gay. But you know
well,
what?
Yes, all of her stuff is designed with the male homosexual in mind.
You know what we need to do? We need to get you on the field to be one of the token dancers with all the kids. You know how they rush the field and they surround the stage everything?
I want Mike to be one of her dancers that's on stage wearing those real tight tights with the bulge.
Yeah, and maybe it'll be like the Black Eyed Peas where your suit's all lit up.
Uh-huh.
And you kind of look like an alien.
A suit.
And you're out there doing Vogue with her.
That's a terrible idea.
We'll be watching like Captain Kangaroo doing the pop and lock.
See, we have one fan out here who would love to see you do that, Mike. Is that not enough?
We'll take that under advisement, sir.
Come on, Nappy. Andy Rooney officially retired from 60 Minutes last night.
Good.
They had an audience bump of 6 million viewers over last week to see this man's final show. And unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know really how to put it, I only think of Andy Rooney now as the victim of Borat, or the victim of Ali G. That's it. That's the only way I think of this revered journalist, who, by the way...
Who...
is so completely overrated. And I'm not saying that from some, you know, two generations removed from him, son of a bitch, cynical bastard.
Oh, the hell you're not.
No, I'm not. I'm saying it from the fact that he's not that good. He's really not.
Well, what do you want him to do?
Nothing.
He's a political satirist.
Okay, but the fact that... Oh, no.
What was that?
Borat.
Oh, come on. Oh, my God. Is this it?
Oh, no.
Is this it? Get out! Oh! Pow, 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 pow,
pow!
That son of a bitch, I love him! Nap, nap, wiener!
Has there ever been a bigger hero for this team?
No.
There hasn't.
It's unbelievable.
Man, that guy just keeps doing it.
Yes.
I mean,
wow, look at that, too.
What a stud.
Boy, nobody hits high balls farther than him.
Oh, my God.
He's unbelievable.
If you're going to make a mistake to him, you better make it down low. At least then it'll stay in the park.
Hell yes.
That is awesome.
Oh, man, my baseball weenie is going crazy right now. Did you see him rewinding the tape and Mike Maddox chewing gum real fast? They should show that again.
For all the fans of Arrested Development, not only is there going to be a new season...
It's 2-1 Rangers, by the way.
There is now going to be a movie... That the long talked about Arrested Development movie, but the shocker is
we're a long way from over though.
That yes, they are coming back and doing another season. 5 years after the fact. Now, Danny, did you watch this?
Off and on. I wasn't a completely committed P1, but I did realize it's genius, and I feel like a fool for not sticking with it.
You didn't, did you? You would love this show.
So I hear.
You would really, really dig it. But yes, after 5 years. And all the cast and all the producers and Ron Howard and everybody else has agreed to to do this. Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, Michael Cera, Portia de Rossi, David Cross, Jeffrey Tambor, Jessica Walters, all of them. They announced at a New York Festival panel that they would be putting together the new season of about 10 episodes, followed by the long-awaited movie. According to the creator, Mitch Hurwitz, he says, I've been working on the screenplay for a long time and found that as time went by, there was so much more to the story. In fact, where everyone's been for 5 years became a big part of the story. So when working on the screenplay, I found even if I just gave 5 minutes per character to that backstory, we were halfway through the movie before the characters got together. What channel is this going to be on? Fox owned it, but I guess they'll pick it back. They canceled it because of low ratings. It had a hardcore audience. Hardcore. But it was small.
Maybe it'll be on AMC.
Fascinating. All right. That's probably enough, honey.
What?
Besides that, Axl Rose is fat with a new face.
A new face?
What does that mean?
He just looks... Look at him. Look at how fat he is now.
Has he had work done?
I don't know. I mean, the guy has just lost it. And he's not even that old. He's not even 50
yet. Is he wearing a Coors Light beer hat?
No, he's not.
Are you sure?
He came out on the stage the other night. They said he could hit zero notes.
Mm-hmm.
He's down to that.
Yeah.
In a bright yellow raincoat, a big black hat, and sunglasses. They say it looks like that he's gained about 80 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever covered the show said that it was in Brazil. It says, sadly, the roaring firecracker frontman in Axl Rose is padded with middle-aged pudge, resulting in a great many out-of-breath moments and only token reminders of the soaring post-slash incarnation that we saw in 2006.
Well,
too bad. They said it was an effing disaster, too.
Johnny Firecloud said that.
Who is that?
I don't know.
It says, explain Johnny Firecloud of the performance on Crave Online.
Huh.
All right, you're right. We do got to go.
Mm.
That's enough of this.
You don't have to yell at me.
All right, what do you want to do next? You want to do community quick hits, or what do you want to do here?
Oh, hell, I don't know.
I want to watch baseball.
That magical moment.
All right, 6:13 here on the ticket.
Broadcasting live from the Metro PCS.
We are watching the Rangers and the Devil Rays. The Rangers are batting in the bottom of the seventh. They are now up in this game 2-1 on a two-run homer by Mike Napoli. And whatever we're about to do here, which I don't think is going to be community quick hit-like, is being leveraged by whom, Shoopy?
Hennessy Cognac and Texas Land and Cattle, Shoopy. What a great day.
So far, so good, Shoopy.
Yes.
That's true,
you're
Danny.
You're doing great, Shoopy.
Oh, thanks, Shoopy.
Enjoy your work quite a bit.
I've done absolutely nothing today.
Ditto.
Except tweet.
Well, what was your day out at the temple the other day like as we were watching you?
Well, the seats were awesome. The game wasn't that great.
That was the worst Ranger game of the year.
And at the first,
by far.
At the first possible time that the center field camera was activated, the first thing that happens is you see your bearded ass and the antlers being issued.
Yes, I saw you flash the antlers, Shoopy.
That was my signal to everybody that I love them.
Yeah.
It's a weird way to say that you love them.
Well, let me do what I want to do.
Well, we were hoping severely out here at Glen Eagles, us and the golfing throng out here for Rangers Insurance here in this inning. They have two outs. They also have runners at second and third. They have taken a lead on a two-run homer by Mike Napoli, who continues to overwhelm us all with his greatness.
I hope he goes to arbitration and they pay him $40 million next year.
I doubt that that will happen, but let's see. We'll just have to
wait
and see. There's a tough at bat by Tiny E. As he takes a walk. So now we have the big man coming up.
Yes.
And we're going to have a pitching change.
Let's do this now, then.
All right, do your story here. You have a story for us.
I have something funny to share with you guys. We all remember the fantastic halftime interview with Joe Namath and Susie Colbert when he was clearly drunk, and a producer or some handler did not realize how hammered he was.
Did he call her Colder?
Colbert.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, you guys can't hear me. And how awesome that was, and how much legs that had, and how much mileage we got out of it. Well, this morning on Fox News Network, on a show called morning show called Fox and Friends.
Ah, yes, Fox and Friends,
which is some newsy Politico
morning
show.
It's the way they wake
show.
Up in the morning.
Yeah, it's kind of newsy Politico, kind of chatty.
Yeah.
You know.
One of the co-hosts' name is Gretchen Carlson, and she's flanked by two dudes who I don't know who they are, and it's not really important for the story. But they decided to get on to talk about the upcoming election and the GOP race and all that. None other than country music's own Hank Williams Jr.
Yes, Hank Williams Jr., who, while he put together a very impressive string of country hits in the mid and late 70s, today is probably best known for his work on the Monday Night Football Open.
That's the only reason I know who he is.
Now,
he ponders and asks us the question, are we ready for some football?
Well, I hope you're all ready for some Hank Williams Jr. on Fox News' Fox and Friends this morning. And I hope you're ready not only for a very drunk Hank Williams Jr., but I hope you also enjoy sexual innuendo towards Gretchen Carlson and Hitler references.
Oh, yes.
Enjoy.
Country music royalty. And he's been the voice of Monday Night Football for over 20 years. But it's not all about music for this country superstar. He knows a little about politics, too.
That's right. And join us right now to break down the 2012 GOP field is country singer superstar Hank Williams Jr. Good morning to you, sir.
Hi there, guys.
Where are you?
Oh, I'm sitting here in Nashville at the little studio.
Okay.
Your body language says leave you alone. Your hands are crossed.
Whatever,
you're shaking us off. Okay.
Hey, since
I'd rather be up there. I'd rather be there looking at Gretchen.
Well, there you go.
Good morning to you too.
Okay, if you can go back.
I'd rather be up there looking at Gretchen, and her reply is very thanks, Joe. That's a huge compliment.
Oh, boy, listen
to this. Boy, this is already off to
God.
A horrible start.
He's so hammered. If you could see...
Hammered at 7 in the morning?
He's probably up all night. And if you could see him, he's sitting back, he's got his Hank hat on, he's got his sunglasses, arms are folded, and he looks tanked. And it's beautiful. Here we go.
Okay. Hey, since you...
I'd rather be there looking at Gretchen.
Well, there you go.
Good morning to you, too.
Yeah.
Let's just have a little intimate discussion right here. I'd love to pick your brain
ahead.
About politics.
Yes!
Yeah.
Time
out!
All right, so...
Oh, my God! They're scoring on that!
It is...
Baseball!
Rangers!
So big.
Son of a bitch!
That was massive.
So big.
So awesome. There's your wiggle room, Danny.
Yes, we were looking for this, Mike.
Yes, we were, Danny.
You grinding sons of bitches,
nice,
I love you!
Oh, yeah, not trying to do too much. Just the big hit.
You know what they're doing? They're working for the weekend because they're taking what they're given, Mike.
Yep.
Not sure what that means.
Okay.
Let's go back to some fun Hank Williams Jr. audio.
Okay.
An easy question. Who do you like in the GOP race?
Nobody.
Nobody?
You remember the golf game they had, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
Remember the golf
ladies
game? That was one of the biggest political mistakes ever.
Why?
That turned a lot of people off. You know, watching, you know, it just didn't go over.
What?
You mean when John Boehner played golf with President Obama?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Biden and Kasich, yeah. Uh-huh.
What did you not like about it? It seems to be a really pivotal moment for you.
Come on. It'd be like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu, okay?
Okay.
Not hardly. In the country this shape is in?
Wait.
The shape this country's in, I mean?
All right, stop it.
You enjoying this?
Oh, man.
He's so fired up, man.
What are the announcers? Are they looking at, like, going, uh-oh?
Oh, yes. They I can
on
only.
Camera? Oh,
yes,
camera?
Everybody. It's a split screen and one ISO on Hank, and then the collective three of them. And the look that I can describe all of them is ghastly.
That'd be like Hitler having lunch with Netanyahu.
He goes, I really don't understand the analogy, actually. Wait for that part. This is the funny part, because then they start going back and forth with the hosts.
Yeah, I don't understand the analogy, actually.
Well, it's...
Well, I'm glad you don't, brother, because a lot of people do. Well, you know, they're the enemy. They're the enemy.
Who's the enemy?
Obama and Biden. Are you kidding? The Three Stooges.
That's only
the
two.
The one that makes the most sense is Herman Cain. Herman Cain makes more sense.
So you do have a favorite. Herman Cain of the guys who are and gals who are running for president.
Right now.
Okay.
Right now, he makes more sense than any of them.
Because last time around, you were a supporter of Governor Sarah Palin.
Boy, was I.
Do you want her to get in this time?
God.
I don't know. You know, like I said, guys, they've turned a lot of people off. I mean, look at USA Today poll. 89% said Congress should be completely replaced.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with them. You know, the health care bill left, it's not going to fly either. It's going to be a historic election. I know that.
A lot of people are motivated. So one thing I'm gathering from your very emphatic statements this morning is that you are not a big fan of the parties coming together at all to kind of try and find compromise.
No.
All right. Let's talk about Monday Night Football.
We're more polarized than we've ever been, guys. You know it. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We're polarized. You know that.
Yeah, well, you didn't, because
right
you used the name of one of the most hated people in all of the world to describe the president,
true.
Which
yeah, that is true, but I'm telling you like it is that you know that just wasn't a good thing. It just didn't fly.
All right.
So anyway, you know, like Fred Thompson said, you don't want to ask me a question because I'm going to give you too straight of an answer.
Talk about something else. Let's switch to something that happens on Mondays, right. In particular Monday nights.
How awesome is that?
You know what's funny is that the you know Fox and Friends obviously over on Fox News there's it's pretty slanted in one direction, and when they are appalled at someone who is so out there.
Oh, I mean he's by and large on their side, right?
Yeah, but he's so far to the right side, and you know throwing out Hitler, and I know that. Gretchen Carlson had to apologize.
Yeah, later on.
Yeah, and be like, look, that we really didn't want to go that far with it, and obviously we don't agree with his Hitler comments.
I love it. Brian Kilmeade. I don't understand that analogy, actually.
Yeah. I love the...
They're the enemy. Who's the enemy? Obama!
He and Biden.
They're the Three Stooges. That's only two.
He is General Absolute Sky.
I love it.
He speaks in very wide-ranging generalities, but he's just absolutely certain about all of them.
You know what, though?
You can't do that.
Oh, good God Almighty!
Very high. Got caught in a rundown after being psyched out by the fake throw to second.
Son of a bitch!
Seriously, that is peewee.
Oh, well.
This team sucks.
You got three runs.
If that's the worst thing that happens for this team the rest of the way, then...
We're all right.
They do it a lot, Michael.
Yeah, I know. They're not perfect. They have their gaffes. They're faux pas, but you know what?
Mm-mm.
Like everything else, they fight through them. They get around them. Okay, he screwed up. Let's play. We got, three more innings to play here?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do this thing.
Let's do it. Mike said let's do it.
You know what's sad
but
about...
I just hate the guy that speaks in those absolute generalities, mm-hmm. like he knows he's right about something. But offers no substance at all.
You know, though, and he said it himself, there's a lot of people that agree with me.
Yes,
there
yes.
are.
More than don't, probably.
There are. I know,
like when
I
they,
know.
When they heard Hitler, they, yeah, that's right, he's Hitler.
I mean, I'm telling you, if I'm a producer of a reputable news channel, the first person I call to get on to analyze politics isn't going to be Bocephus.
No, but, or is it?
No, it's not. It's crazy, especially when he's had about a halfway through a fifth of Jack.
You know what? They're probably smart to line up every country star over the age of 60 just to let him go, because they probably all feel the same way and sound that way, too.
What credibility is there?
None.
It's like, okay, and coming up next to talk Obama healthcare policy is Minnie Kiss. Why? Well, I don't know. I don't get it. Why are you doing this? Seriously. It's stupid.
Well, maybe they need a little ratings goose.
I guess.
And the way to do it is to run in country singers to talk politics. Instead of, you know, some credible political figure that might be on Bill Maher or something like that.
Right. Or like have ESPN break down this game, you know, after it's over with, and they bring in Saxon to do it. There's no point.
Saxon. Oh, you mean we're not performing? Why are we here then?
Saxon, let's talk about this eighth inning. Huge one for the Rangers.
Where did David Price melt down?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We don't follow your sport in England.
We have a new album, though.
Yeah.
No one cares about that.
Yeah. Talk about David Price and his struggles against the Rangers. Saxon, you.
I mean,
he seems like a nice fellow.
Let's go.
All right. That's pretty awesome stuff there. It is.